June 25th, 1986. Talking with some of our older citizens today.
Let's start with your name, Walter. Your full name and when you were born.
How do you spell your last name?
Because nobody has ever done it. And we feel it's important. We're going around to all of our black citizens who will let us, who will tell us anything, to record how it was with
them. Called you Pete.
That's right. You know, because we think it's important. We're part of the community. This is not just a white community.
Right. And we'd like to have crafters for our Heritage Day.
When were you born, Walter? May? What day?
18.
May 18th, what year? Damn, hon.
he's only about the same age as Bess.
Yes, just about. Well, when you worked for Garnet's grandfather, you must have been a young boy.
I was.
You'd leave.
I worked there.
Do you remember anything they did out there? What was your duties besides working in the field? I'm sure you worked with the vegetables and things.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do? How did they get their plants or headed for market or whatever?
What was they growing?
You worked at the packing house?
Yeah.
What did they grow then?
Horseradish.
And horseradish?
He's not talking loud enough.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it up here closer to you because you're very soft-voiced. And how did they sell this? By the crate?
Yeah, somebody, you know, sometimes they have trucks.
Ever take it to Felton, to the train?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they ship it to other cities or
yeah.
How did this go? Do you remember?
Sometimes you take it down to the station and tip it off. Right?
What was your hours as you worked at this? Rate of pay.
Long days.
Dollar and a half a day.
And back then, when you made a dollar and a half a day, what was rent?
Well, we didn't pay no rent then.
Had a house to live in as
you
part of the...
You lived back on the farm place. Now, did Grandpa own that farm then?
Yeah.
Now, what do you remember who he had bought it from? Called what, you know, usually a house has a, like, the...
I can't think of my name.
I'll have to ask Uncle Vaughn.
Did you deal any in the tomato seeds? I understand Mr. Alston went around and collected up tomato seeds from factories and places, and then he cleaned them. Did you help do that?
Only when the farmers took in certain kinds and he knew they were going to take them in, that's when he saved the seed.
Can you tell me how you did that?
Well, he had a little seed.
Yeah.
And that, I think, came with it.
It cleaned them or dried them? Cleaned them.
Dried them too.
And then he packaged them up and sold them, I suppose?
Yeah, in the spring.
Business?
Yeah.
Good. How many people worked for Mr. Austin besides you?
One time, you know.
If he was busy, he'd have more help. And you said you got your rent free. Did you also get firewood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the deal back then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it is.
What else can you tell me about life back then?
Well, it wasn't bad. It really is now.
Things weren't so expensive there, weren't they?
Yeah. You could go to stores. $5 or $6.
Hey, you got to spend 10 times that, right?
You're right. And then you ain't got nothing.
No. What else can you tell me? What was the weather conditions then as compared to now? Do you see any difference in the change of the weather?
Yeah.
Cold.
Cold. I mean, but that's...
Don't have weather like that now.
Did you ever go with him when he went, like, down in Virginia? He used to go down in Virginian places to Kalali to make...
I never went down there.
You never went with him?
Kalali Rees?
No, I didn't help him. Maybe, but I helped him cut.
What did they use for their switch or frame back then?
Switch?
Just any kind of a little limb that they could bend?
Maple.
Huh? What did they get for making a holly wreath back then? Do you know? And I'm going to ask you something else that doesn't have anything to do with the Austins. But do you remember Fairview Inn? Fairview Inn? The hotel out here by the fairground that was owned by Mr. Tharp?
Oh, right over here.
Right. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something about it. I can't find anybody who'll tell me anything.
That's when Harry Tharp owned it, wasn't it?
Right. And they tell me that Count Basie and Cab Calloway and some of these big-name musicians used to come down here. Yeah. Used to come down here and make music.
Well, I never seen them. I hear them. I hear them talking about it, but I never was there when they come.
Yeah.
I hear them. He swept out pretty often. I was small.
Yeah.
They had
was
a
restaurant. Oh, yeah, it was nice.
Was it two-story or three-story or just on the ground floor?
It was a big building.
Big building? It's been all torn down and gone now, isn't it?
Yeah. It was right where the pig pens are now. Pollard.
Myrtle Pollard.
She told me.
Whatever property was left.
That lady out there now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess so, far as I know.
What else can you tell me now? I know that there's a lot of history that the black people know about that was probably different from what the white people did. You know what I mean? There were places in the town that you probably had for favorite hangouts or whatever, and the white people had a different place because back then everything was segregated.
Yeah, it was.
And tell me a little bit about the conditions. Even though they might not have been quite what we want to hear, we still know it's part of Harrington's history. Or some of the favorite grocery stores or something like that that you dealt with. Is there anything you can tell me?
Grocery store or like a general store, a little bit of everything.
I'm right in because it looks like his memory needs a little prod.
I don't know too much of it because I mean
I told Alex that I was coming and talk to you. You should have had all this thought out. Now you left. After your mother worked for Nat Minner.
Uh-huh.
After your mother died, you went to work for Nat Minner.
Yeah, I did.
You left Grave over there.
Yeah.
What did you help Nat do now?
Like farming.
Just every farmer had cows back then,
didn't they?
Yeah. And each little farm was self-sufficient. They raised their own groceries, their own hogs. About the only thing they had to get was flour or salt or something like that.
Ruby remembers right there with Grandpa, and she'd go over there and get eggs.
What kind of crops did Mr. Nat Minner raise besides the dairy? What else did he have?
Corn.
Cow milk?
Oh, yeah.
Not lovely to truck picked it up.
No, he hauled it on.
Hold it in here to Sapley Willis?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. On Center Street.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's Center Street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There were Sam Short store used to be.
Right across from
there. Uh-huh. That was Sapley Willis Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other crops did not grow.
How about sweet potatoes? Did he do anything with them?
No, he didn't leave.
Husband? What was his last name? I've asked him.
Burris.
Huh?
Burris.
Norman Burris.
Norman Burris.
cows and hay and probably corn. He raised us and Mady. Mady worked for Grandpa and Grandma in the house. And Ed Benson worked there. And Ted used to live at Chimney Hill right next door to us. And I was trying to think what the man's name was. Now, Ruby told me this morning. Need six of us to keep things in remembrance.
That's why we have to write this stuff down, because we can't remember that long.
Well, how many acres did you ever hear Grandpa say how many acres he had to till?
No, I never did.
Can you guess at how many it might have been?
Field there right in front of the house that had 14 acres. Used radishes in that field, and they took a wagon and went to town and got people to help, and they come back, had them all pulled and packed them in hampers, bunched them, packed, washed them down in the little branch, you know, packed them in the hamper baskets, and took them to Felton and loaded them on a boxcar. Sent them to the city.
And then you had another right over on the other end of that, you know?
Yeah.
A piece of ground, Quail Road.
Yeah, that's where you used to live back in there, back where Ruth has her trailer now.
A trailer back there?
She's got her trailer in the woods up front, right along the road.
And she done moved out of her house, huh?
Oh, she's not been there. Esther and her husband have retired there.
Oh, yeah.
Ride and out there. Stop and visit. I'd be tickled to death to see you.
Well, Bessie lives down there.
She lives right over the stream. The little stream is there, and Bess lives on that side of the stream, and Ruby and Fred Minner live on this side.
I have to go out and stop and visit the people, because, you know, I don't care that you're black and they're white, honey. They know you. And you're like an old part of the family. Don't you know that?
That's true. That's true. He's Uncle Vaughn's doing better than he's ever done in his life. He looks better than he's ever looked. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. Both eyes operated on for cataracts, and he can good.
So some of these days you don't know what to do yourself. You and the missus just have to get in the car and go out. Go for a little ride.
Is Paul work still with him?
Oh, yes. I don't know what he'd do if it wasn't for Paulworth. Paulworth does the...
Mr. Austin have any special brand name that he put on his products when he shipped them out in crates and things? Did he have any special mark that he put on the crate?
Just H. Austin.
I think that's about all he put on
there. Just H. Austin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember Marglobe tomatoes?
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't find one of those little packs that he packed the tomatoes in. I've tried. I've asked Uncle Vaughn. I've asked Bess. Nobody seems to have any. What I wouldn't give for just one of those little boxes that...
But
she said it had to, if they come back, then they had to burn them up. Hold everything.
That's great. Well, what else can you tell us about Harrington? How long have you lived in town itself, Walter?
When did you leave Nat Minner's?
I lived there, and I think ever since I've been around here.
Where then?
Oh, no.
No,
you're still a young man.
Where did you go to work then, hon?
I went catching chickens.
Tell me.
It was pretty good money then, but a whole lot better now than it was then.
Yeah.
That's his mother. She'd get right out there and worked right with him, didn't she?
Yeah.
Saving those seed and drying the seed. Kept her busy going.
Well, can you add anything to what he's told us? Anything else about Harrington? No. Go to school here in Harrington at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. the one where Miss Nellie Rome lives?
Yeah, that's the first one I went to up the night.
Uh-huh. How many rooms did it have back then?
Two.
And when you left there, where would you have to go? To the one on West Street that they tore down? Tore it down. Well, they actually moved it back. Mr. Hallie Coleman was going to make a community center or something out of it. That's what I heard, and he couldn't get enough help or backing to do it. And it just sat there and rotted down.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. It's a shame. Well, what do you think of Harrington today? Do you think it's going ahead or going back? Is it better or worse?
I don't know. I believe it ain't no better, I don't think.
No worse. Not much worse, huh?
No. I'm just about the same, I guess.
About the same?
Yeah.
What do you think about all this new business that has come into town? Like the plastics plant and Burris Foods expanding and box plant and all of these. Do you think that's any good for the community?
We've lost all our shirt factory.
We take one step, two steps ahead and one step back, don't
that's
we?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in the shop?
It's all gone. All gone. Trying to sell the thing?
To the fair?
Oh, I go out there about twice.
Yeah. And lives right across the road from it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He has enough of it time it gets over.
Yeah, I'm sure. I do too, the traffic.
I try all the time to go to first what it used to be, no.
Last year, sit down and had a good talk and caught up on all the news.
You know, I was thinking the other day, they used to have a big wagon out there. Big tank, like a tank wagon, it sat for us.
And it always sat in the north end of the grandstand.
She never bought any soft drinks. My mom always took us one day because they always had box seats.
Earl. That's what it looked like. Yeah. Well, Walter, if there's nothing else, I'm going to shut this off and we'll play some of it back so you can hear what you sounded like, okay?
Okay.